My name is Full Metal Jackie. So happy to say that on the show with us tonight, the one and only Ozzy Osbourne.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
The weather's great. I'm great, so it's good to be here. It's great.
Oh, awesome. Yes, it's all great. And we're so excited to have you. Obviously, so much happening. You know, when it was announced that, let's start with Zakk Wylde for a second. It was announced that Zakk Wylde was playing with you again. Such exciting news, and so excited to see you guys play, with Zakk Wylde. And he's sort of been your go-to guitarist for much of your career. What makes the two of you work so well together?
I first met Zakk, it's got to be 30 years, no, 24, I don't know. But when Jackie Lear and I separated, I went on a quest to find another guitar player. And I must have had, 10,000 resumes and his tape set in. Believe it or not, the only one I picked up was Zakk Wylde. Out of all, my wife had said to me, "You got to go through." I said, "I can't go through 10,000 tapes. It'll be insane after the first 100." So, and the only one I really looked at was Zakk Wylde, and he had a photo, and I thought, "Oh, another Randy Rhoads clone." You know. So, but when I met him, we just hit it off, and it's not like having a band member so much as a family member. I mean, we're like family, you know. And so, it was inevitable that Zakk would do his own thing eventually. But we've always remained very close friends. Very, we talk to each other, go out socially from time to time. But I've just done a few gigs over the last couple of months. His playing is improved, unbelievably. It's my jaw dropped at how good he's got. He's really, really come on since I've been playing with him before.
He's an unbelievable guitar player. It's amazing to watch.
I'm on stage in the show, but we did a show when the eclipse happened the other week.
Oh, right. You played during the eclipse.
On the eclipse. I don't know. Somewhere in America. I don't know where it was. But he was playing, and I thought, is that him? I mean, his speed is mind-blowing. He's so fast now with his fingers on the fretboard.
And he's hilarious, too. So
he's a great
that.
Guy. Great, his family.
Yeah. And he's a Jersey guy. So I'm a Jersey girl myself. So there's this deep-rooted love there.
Compared to Zakk, when he first joined me to now, he's night and day, you know.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Ozzy Osbourne is my guest on the show tonight. He's going to be hanging out with us this evening. Right now, I've got a new tune for you from Architects. This is Doomsday. Full Metal Jackie, Ozzy Osbourne is our guest on the show tonight. Ozzy, Black Sabbath played its final show. Now that it's sort of sunk in, what will you miss about Sabbath?
Well, it's not that I will miss. I mean, I was out of Sabbath 35 years because Ronnie James Dio replaced me in 1979. So the one thing that I'm happy about is that we became friends, you know, again. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a fairy tale come true. I mean, how I got started off in an interest in music was when I first heard the Beatles, and I wanted to be a Beatle, you know. So, you know, I went to school with Tony, the same school as Tony. I was in a band with Geezer. It was just one of them things, like rags to riches and, I mean, our lives were forever changed, you know. And it was like we ended the Sabbath thing in Birmingham, where we started in England. And it was a very emotional time for me, and I suppose for the other guys, because it's like we'd gone full circle. And I believe that there's a video of the last show, you know. It would have been nice to end it next year. We would have been around for 50 years. It's 49 years. Well, I'm not retiring, bro.
Of course. No, you're going to be continuing on.
I mean, how can you retire from a thing like that? It's not a job. You don't have to work with someone that you don't really want to be around or doing a job just for the paycheck. It's fun.
You still enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely. So I live for it. I can't imagine not doing it, you know.
What do you think you would have been doing if you were not, Ozzy Osbourne?
I would probably be either dead or in prison. Or both.
I'm happy that's not the case. It's Full Metal Jackie, Ozzy Osbourne with us. Quick break. Still to come this hour, we're going to be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Also music from Metallica. A new tune from Toothgrinder coming up. And of course, more with Ozzy Osbourne. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Ozzy Osbourne on the show with us tonight, and you touched on the Beatles earlier. I know you're a huge Beatles fan. What did you learn about music by listening to the Beatles?
Well, they always had great melodies. I appreciate hip-hop, but there's no melody. But the lyrics to a lot of them hip-hop songs, I go, why can't there be a melody to that? That's the thing now. With hip-hop. But the Beatles always had great melodies. And, I mean, some of the lyrical context, I'd go, what does that mean? You know, but the melodies were the thing that got me.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Ozzy Osbourne. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta, also music from Metallica. We'll hear Black Sabbath and more with our guest, Ozzy. Full Metal Jackie. Ozzy Osbourne on the show with us tonight. The Scream record came out 6 years ago. What's the plan for another Ozzy album? And is Zakk Wylde going to be part of it?
I've got a bunch of songs written, but you know, you don't sell records anymore. When it comes not cost effective to make a record, then, you know. But now that I haven't really thought about it because I've been doing this Black Sabbath thing. We did make a Black Sabbath album with Rick Rubin. 13, which was our first number one, both solo and with Black Sabbath ever in America, which was kind of befitting because you know when I'd be doing my solo thing and like for instance when we had all those years ago Metallica opening up for me and I'd go past their dressing room and I'd be playing Black Sabbath, and I'd say to my assistant, are they taking a piss? Are they just winding me up? No, I suddenly started to realise that people were serious about how they were influenced by Black Sabbath stuff, and because when you're on the inside looking out, you don't realise this, you know. But it's kind of took its own sting, and you know,
you have to obviously at this point recognise what. A footprint, you know, Black Sabbath has made on everything is heavy metal.
The original Black Sabbath lineup was me, Bill, Tony, and Geezer. We didn't know back in the 70s what we were doing. We got ripped off by every manager under the sun we had. It was just, but our lives were forever changed.
Did you ever think that this many years later that Black Sabbath would be in the history books and that you guys would be touring this many years later and everything?
None of us had any idea. I mean, but you know, Tony Iommi is the world's greatest heavy metal guy for riffs. And considering he plays with his fretboard fingertips a fight because he had him chopped up in a factory, he's a great guitar player.
Oh, absolutely. Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, we've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with new music from Converge and Trivium, and more with Ozzy. Stick around. Yeah. Full Metal Jackie, Ozzy Osbourne with us on the show tonight. You have such a remarkable career and live an extraordinary life. What would have surprised you most if someone predicted this life when you were a kid?
I wouldn't have never believed it. I mean, to have a hit. I mean, I remember when Black Sabbath's first album got in the charts, and I remember thinking, that'll be all right for a couple of years. Here we are, 49 years later, and I'm still doing it, you know. So, I mean, I just do what I do. I mean, it's I don't know what the answer to the question is, because if you just said, open this letter in the end of the year, and this is your life. If somebody had predicted it, I would never have believed it. 50 years next year, I've been doing it.
It's amazing.
Wow.
It was amazing. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Wage War. And more with our guest, Ozzy Osbourne. It's Full Metal Jacket. Ozzy Osbourne is our guest on the show tonight. Your music defines hard rock and heavy metal. What are you most proud of about your music?
About the music is when you write something, you kind of know when you write, you got onto something good, as well as you. On certain albums, I've done like what I call a filler track to finish the album up. And it's the surprises that come along. I'm never intending to play one of these filler track on live, but the amount of kids that come and go, why don't you ever play so-and-so and so-and-so? And I go, why you like that, you know? But it's kind of like when a lot of other people like your good idea, it's a bonus, you know. But then you got to watch it because your ego gets in the way. And over the years, I've seen so many big, fantastic bands and artists come up. And I've gone, we ain't going to see the end of this. We're done. And then they fall off and we carry on. It's just an amazing career I've had. It's just, I can't put it into words, you know. I've always said that if my career dwindled to the point there's five drunks in a bar and I'm playing in there, I'd probably pull the plug a long time before, but while I'm still doing it, it's great, good fun. It's, I'm 69 in December. I don't feel 69. I don't know how a 69-year-old guy is supposed to feel. It keeps me feeling young, you know.
No, I agree. And I mean, I think I think it's amazing that you've done it for this long and you still have passion for it and you still love it.
I mean, I know when I've done it. I mean, believe it or not, I still get incredible stage fright. I've only got one voice, and if that goes out, I'm done. But I'm honest. I know when I'm having... Okay, some nights I go on stage and I go, oh, I'm not so good tonight. I'm not feeling good. And somebody will come up to me and go, I see you're getting better with age. And other nights I go, and I go, I'm having a great time tonight. And then someone will come up and go, well, you're all right tonight. So my perspective is sometimes way off track. I just like to give people fun. I mean, whatever it takes, without going bizarre and defecated on the stage or whatever. Well, I do that anyway. When I do a bad show, I get really upset because I was once one of them guys out there as a job and saved my pennies to see a band. And I that's a responsibility I have to give them the best show I can. But I get tired, I get cold, flu, but I try my best. I don't go, wow, I've been doing it 49 years, 50 years, I can sing anything. I really have a lot of respect for my audience.
Well, I can tell you, someone who has seen, Ozzy, Black Sabbath shows forever, and never once have I walked away without saying, oh my God, that was amazing, and it was so much fun. So
that's what I try and give. I'm still that guy in the crowd, that wants to get turned on. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good, but I give my honest, hard work of
that. Well, that is evident for anyone who has seen you perform. Ozzy Osbourne with us, and looking forward to potentially new music, maybe next year?
I've got about seven songs. One's called Mr. Armageddon, one's called Crack Cocaine. Across the board, I've got...
Awesome. Well, looking forward to that. And is there going to be like a proper Ozzy tour next year as well?
Ask the boss, my wife.
All right. There. We'll get with Sharon to find out about that. Thanks a lot, Ozzy.
Thank you.
Full Metal Jacket, and we've got more metal on the way.